It is Wednesday, February the 26th, 2014. I am Steve Rowick, the webmaster of www.gerweck.net, gerweck.net, your source on the World Wide Web for all your pro wrestling news since 1997. Check out all the pay-per-view results, TV ratings, Hall of Fames, and this month, actually, as of March the 1st, you can vote for the greatest intercontinental champion as well. All at gerweck.net, and as always we do at gerweck.net, we have got a great audio section with previous podcasts and interviews, and today I have a very special guest we're going to talk to. She is currently the DWI Women's Champion. Today I welcome Chelsea Diamond. How are you doing tonight, Chelsea?
Awesome possum. How are you?
We're doing real good, and generally fans of gerweck.net will be mostly big WWE TNA fans, so somebody that's not familiar with Chelsea Diamond on the independent circuit, can you give us a little background on where you came from and how you got started in the wrestling business?
Okay. I was living in Maryland before I came to Florida. I'm in Tampa, Florida right now, and just here training, working, enjoying the independence for a while. And I got into – I'm being trained by Frank Reyes. He's a just one of the Malenkos. So kind of just like the old school Malenko style training, like chain wrestling, mat style, whatever, like old school stuff. That's what I'm, that's the way that I wrestle. So yeah, so I'm just in Florida wrestling.
How's everything going with wrestling? Because I know you have a big match this weekend, actually, with Santana Garrett, who is rumored to be signing with TNA. So how, in general, how's wrestling going right now?
Wrestling is going great. I have shows at least every other weekend, and working hard, working on my cardio. I love going to shows and seeing all the other wrestlers and hanging out and watching other matches, and it's always great. Also been working with new people lately and just doing myself, kind of just enjoying life. Kind of, you know, wrestling is just my side job, so I'm definitely, it's definitely a positive thing for me, and I love every minute of it, and that's how it's going.
Can you tell us, when was your official debut, and who was it against?
My official debut, let's see, okay, I started training August. My first match was 4 months after I started training, and it was at the Cuban Civic Center in Tampa. I think there was somewhere around like 500 people, and there was the girls had a battle royal, and yeah, that was my first match. So me, Solo Darling, Ferrari, Stormy Lee, Maria. But yeah, that was my first match, and that was October of 2012.
Okay. And so most of 2013, you've been active in the business. Can you give us kind of an overview of some of the opponents you've had, maybe some of the opponents that we're familiar with that you've locked up with?
Yes, opponents. Let's see. Probably the biggest known one is Leilani Kai.
A legend.
Also, Leva Bates.
Mm-hmm. We've talked to before here on gerweck.net.
Mm-hmm. Solo Darling. Mercedes Justine. Lena Taylor. Stormy Lee. Ferrari. Maria. Okay, now we're getting into, like, I don't remember. Wrestled a girl, Eva. Can't remember her full wrestling name. Eva. Well, Heather, Phoenix Page. Phoenix Page, I've wrestled her quite a few times. I've actually got a match with her in two weeks.
Awesome.
For the championship belt.
Can you talk about your interest in wrestling, maybe growing up, and maybe some of the favorite wrestlers you aspired to be in the ring?
I first started watching wrestling when I was in middle school. And it was just like, you know, me and my mom, we would like watch SmackDown together or whatever on a Friday. I didn't even know about Raw or anything. actually, when I first started watching, I'm like, I like look at wrestling. This, you know, whatever. This is so fake, you know, wrestling, whatever. But I did love The Undertaker. Like, my mom and I, like, we just freaking loved The Undertaker. Like, he was the man. And then, so, you know, I started watching him. And then, of course, like, you know, after, like, watching SmackDown, whatever, you start to get into, like, watching the other guys. But then after a while, you know, whatever, I stopped watching it. And then, let's see, it was, like, junior year, I think, of high school. And my friend, my best friend at the time, Maria, she kind of got me back into wrestling. We'd, like, start watching it together. We'd start, like, trying to memorize all the wrestlers' names and everything like that. This was around the time that the Nexus was debuting. So this was not that long ago. And that was really how I got into wrestling, because my friend and I would just, like, watch it and talk about it all the time. And that's, like, really what got me into it. Some of the wrestlers that I really liked, for girls, my first favorite girl wrestler was actually Natalia. I just thought she was, like, so, you know, like, I just thought she was, like, she had a great presence in the ring, I guess. I don't really know what I liked about her. I just thought she was awesome. I also really like Michelle McCool, and this was, like, even before I didn't even know, like, about wrestling and moves like that, you know what I mean? Like, this was before I knew what a good match looked like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, Natalia and Michelle. I also liked, for the guys, let's see, Wade Barrett, Randy Orton, The Miz, you know, I know a lot of people don't like these people, but this is just me coming from, like, my fans' perspective as a fan, not as, like, as wrestlers, but as, like, me being a fan and watching their characters and everything like that. Like, those were the people that I like to watch.
Who would be a dream opponent for you? Someone you'd really like to be in the ring with someday?
I actually already had my dream match with Leilani Kai. Like, holy cow, she is so old school. And, I mean, like, we had such a great match, and I loved every minute of it, every second of it. And, ooh, yeah, that already happened. even now, I mean, I'm, like, trying to think, like, who, you know, who would I like to get in the ring with? Yeah. Maybe Wendi Richter, Molly Holly, one of those girls.
Absolutely.
Those,
now,
yeah.
Obviously, you're going into a very male-dominated sport. Certainly, independent shows sometimes feature, you know, a women's match. And then there's actually the promotions that have all women's wrestling as well. I just wondered, from your perspective in going around and traveling and, you know, working different matches in different areas, what is the perception from fans? Do they really want to see a pretty girl in the ring? Are they more into the athletic ability of the women?
Well, I think it's different strokes for different folks. I think most people want to see someone who can wrestle and someone who is athletic rather than seeing someone who's just, like, pretty. But it also, I think, depends on the promotion. You know, like, for example, I know at ACW, you know, they do a lot of hardcore kind of stuff like that, and they definitely would, I think people over there would be more interested in seeing, you know, like, good-looking girls in the ring, you know. But I think most places, even WWE, they want to see girls that can wrestle and that are athletic and everything. That's what I think. I hope that's what it is.
Have you worked many of the all-women shows?
No, I haven't worked any. I have,
okay.
I mean, I have, like, a friend that works for Shine, and I went to go see one of her matches over there. Me and some friends went to go watch her, and that was a lot of fun. But no, I never worked any of them.
Now, yeah. For someone who's never seen you wrestle, how would you describe your ring style?
My ring style, very old school. I do a lot of chain wrestling and mat wrestling, but it's also pretty exciting because I try to use, like, ring psychology to make it exciting to watch, you know? Like, I really don't do any kind of, like, flippy, like, high flying, any kind of that cool stuff, but I use, like, ring psychology to make it interesting, you know? It's especially easy for me if I'm a bad guy to, like, really get the crowd to enjoy a match, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm you know, like I'll have my opponent getting me the same move or something, you know, whatever. But so I really use old school. If I'm a heel, if I'm a bad guy, usually I do like hardly any kind of like wrestling moves or anything like that. You know what I mean? It's all just kind of like cheap heat. That's what I do when I'm a bad guy. But when I'm a good guy, I do a lot of like chain wrestling and mat wrestling and stuff, and just like out wrestle my opponent and like make them frustrated. So, you know, if I'm a bad guy or a good guy, it's different. You'll see two different styles of wrestling.
Now, which do you prefer, being a babyface or being a heel?
I like both. I can do either one. I think I'm more comfortable being a bad guy it's just like easier for me, I guess. I started out as a bad guy, so that's kind of how I like got comfortable in the ring.
What do you think has been the biggest lesson you learned so far in wrestling?
That's a really good question.
Thank you.
Biggest lesson I learned. Wow. Okay, well, when I first came to Florida, like, I totally didn't know anything about wrestling. Like, totally knew nothing about the independence or anything like that. And so I was kind of hoping of, like, you know, right away, just like jumping into some training and then immediately going to like WWE or something like that. Like that was kind of like what I was hoping would happen. But what actually happened was I ended up like down at the very, very bottom, like training in a flea market and doing like shows where it was like less than 100 people in the crowd. And, I really had to like work my ass off to, you know, become the wrestler that I am. And I made so many good friends along the way, and I'm almost going to be 20 and I feel like I'm in great shape and everything, and that I could be ready like almost any time now. But I feel like I really learned that if I had gone like right to training, whatever, like if WWE had found me as like a model or something like that and just like threw me into wrestling, whatever, like threw me into the big show or Raw, whatever, like that would have, it would have been like meaningless to like the fans, you know what I mean? Like, who's this girl? She's the model, like whatever. So like the lesson that I learned was that it was so important for me to start from the very bottom and make these friends, have to do the grunt work, have to set up the ring, just having to work so hard and just like working and making my way up the ladder, you know what I mean, instead of just like jumping right in, you know what I mean? Like I had to like, you know, work my way up the ladder. And it was seriously, I mean, the past year and a half of my life has been like seriously incredible. I mean, I don't know. I'm so glad that it happened, or it's happening the way that it is, because I've like learned and grown so much just from starting at the bottom. So that was my greatest lesson.
Now, obviously, you're very early in your career, but do you feel like you have a particular strength? And what do you think is your biggest weakness or things you have to keep working on to become a better wrestler?
My biggest strength is I feel really comfortable in the ring, and I always, my biggest strength is that I can go in totally blind, and like if I'm working with someone who knows how to work, then I can have a really good match and like not even have to call any spots or anything like that. Like I can totally go in there and just like have a great match and not even like, that's definitely my biggest strength, is that I learned really how to like do chain wrestling and stuff like that. And chain wrestling and ring psychology, those are my two biggest strengths. And also, those are my biggest strengths. Weakness, as a baby face, I am terrible on the mic. I'm just so uncomfortable talking on the mic, cutting a promo, interview, anything. Like, that's my biggest weakness. Usually, like, when I was in high school, I totally took, like, speech and debate class, and I was, like, kicking ass at that class. But for some reason, when it comes to, like, being in a ring and having to cut a promo, I just, like, it's, like, terrible for me. Now, I don't even think it's, like, really bad, you know what I mean? Like, I don't memorize something and then go and try to, like, say it in the ring. You know, I try to go off the top of my head, but just something about, like, I just don't feel comfortable doing that yet. So that's something that I've been working on. That's definitely my weakness, though, is babyface promos.
Who does your ring gear?
My ring gear, I bought it at the mall. It's not, because, you know, I was trying to find something old school. I was going to get, like, a gymnastics leotard, you know, like how they used to wear it. But I found this, and it looks kind of like a gymnastics leotard, kind of like one-piece swimsuit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The brand is Rebecca Virtue. Yeah. It's a really nice, just, like, one-piece kind of thing. It's like a swimsuit. But I wear, like, a sports bra under it, so it looks more athletic. And, yeah.
Were you very athletic in high school? Did you play a lot of sports?
No, I ran a lot, but, you know, I kept myself in shape. But, no, I didn't really play any sports. I did track for a little bit. I did a little bit of, I did cheerleading, but, no, never really got into any sports or anything.
What would you consider your short-term goals right now in wrestling?
My short-term goals.
Because I would assume your long-term goal would be to be on a big stage somewhere. So
yeah, definitely.
At least maybe short-term.
Right now, I really want to go to Japan.
Okay.
To wrestle. Like, that's my goal right now, is to wrestle in Japan. That's my next goal.
Any particular opponent, or just the experience of going to Japan and wrestling?
No, nope, just the experience. Get there and train with the girls and everything, because they're, like, pretty rough over there. So I want to go and, like, train with them and, you know, do a show or two and just get that experience.
Any injuries thus far?
Why, yes. I've had, I think, two... like bad concussions and a couple like small minor ones. When I like roll and bump in the ring, I get headaches so easily, and I know it's like some kind of like minor concussion. But yeah, I've had like two bad concussions. One was when I was first learning how to do a sunset flip. I like jumped over the person and like landed right on my head and spiked myself, and I just saw black for like a minute. It was terrible. I sprained my ankle like at least a million times. It's actually sprained right now. I can't even like bend it in a certain way. But yeah, like the first couple of times, it's like it would really hurt. But I mean, I've done it so many times now that it's like whatever. It doesn't even hurt anymore, you know, unless I bend it in a certain way. Because I feel like the tendon or whatever I keep tearing is, the muscle, whatever, I feel like it keeps getting stronger and stronger every time I fuck it up. So, but yeah, I always am like bringing whatever, my ankles, and you know, I have to like wrap them and everything, and like they're just terrible. They do no good for me. They're like, oh, they're just terrible. I have terrible ankles. So yeah, that's a pain in the butt though, is always having like my ankles hurting or something. Bruises, I get bruises all the time. I actually don't really bruise easily. Like, it's pretty hard to make me bruise, but I'm always bruised.
I think that's pretty common, though. Bumps and bruises in the ring.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah, I mean, yeah. If you're not bruising, you're not doing something right.
You're not bumping, are you? Talk about your training and your diet, and how do you stay in such great shape?
Well, thank you for thinking I'm in great shape. My training, let's see, cardio days of training. Okay, that's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is when I train. Thursday and Fridays is from 4:30 to 7, and Saturdays and Sundays it's from 10 or 9:30 until it's like usually 3, somewhere 10 around 3. But sometimes it like ends later, sometimes earlier. Cardio days, which is usually Sundays. We do bow drills, which is the usual, you know, like rolling, doing three-quarter rolls off the ropes, running the ropes, up and overs, tackle drop down, leapfrog, pass through, whatever, all that kind of stuff. over and over and over again. We also, there's like an old Blanco trick that our trainer likes to give us hell with, is he gets a deck of cards and, you know, hearts are push-ups, spades are sit-ups or squats or, I don't remember, aces are like everything. So we go through like a whole deck of cards of, it's like three hearts and three push-ups. And yeah, so that's like, oh, everyone's always dead after that. Also, I run in the mornings. That's kind of like my own little way of staying in shape. And I also usually get to training early. So my I do like a one-on-one training with my trainer. He has me do like a little bit of extra cardio in the morning just to, you know, make me feel special. And yeah, so that's what I do. Usually I think what helps me most is running in the morning.
What do your parents and your friends think of you getting into professional wrestling?
They think I'm crazy. My parents especially, I mean, like, I came from a super functional family, you know what I mean? Like, both my parents have masters. My sister's just got her bachelor's. And then I am in Florida wrestling. So it's kind of like a, you know, weird thing. But, you know, I usually, my friends usually support me. Other family members think it's pretty cool, but, you know, my mom especially, like, she worries about me a lot, so, yeah, that's what they think about that. Good question.
I always like to ask, because, you know, sometimes they're very supportive, and, you know, other times where they're, you know, they're scratching their heads, like, why don't you do something else? You know,
yeah.
So it's always interesting to see what the reaction is from the friends and the family.
Yeah. I mean, mom probably doesn't know why I'm not dead yet.
Have you been ribbed or ribbed anybody real good in the business?
Oh, my gosh. I am the worst at, like, ribbing people in the back. I mean, usually people try to rib me, you know, it's like, whatever. I'm pretty good at taking it because, like, I, like, give no reaction. Like, whenever someone's trying to, like, mess with me, I'm like, you know, like, I'm not going to give you some type of satisfaction, whatever, like any kind of reaction, whatever, but I'm like usually the worst, you know. Like, I remember Halloween, I had like these fake severed fingers, I like put them in people's bags. I had fake spiders, put those in people's bags. I hope they're not listening to this interview right now. But yeah, I'm usually the worst with that. I did this one thing where I took this fake spider and I put it, like, underneath the styrofoam cup with, like, a paper underneath. So people would think, like, oh, someone caught, like, a bug or something. And when they lifted it up, there was, like, this huge, nasty, fake spider in there. And they were, like, that was fun. That was, like, around Halloween. Yeah, I'm actually the one that's, like, you know, I probably shouldn't be because I'm, like, you know, the newest of the bunch. But, yeah, I mean, I love that kind of stuff.
Any good road stories?
No, not that I can think of right now. No, not really. I've had people, like, on their road trips send me pictures of each other, like, asleep and stuff. But no, I don't really. I don't really have any good stories.
Are you a fan of mixed martial arts?
Yes. When I was in high school, like, my senior year, I was so into UFC and all that stuff. But I really haven't been caught up with it in, like, the past year and a half, probably. Really haven't been watching it. So, no, not really anymore. I did kind of take, like, this, I took this one mixed martial arts class up in Maryland. It was at the Frederick Fight Club, which is, like, pretty well-known place. I took one class, and, like, my friend and I went together, and it was a lot of fun, but I never really got into it or anything. But I definitely think it's a cool fighting style and everything.
What's your thoughts? I don't know if you get a chance to, you know, watch WWE, TNA regularly, but just kind of your personal opinions of the current products right now in wrestling.
I'm really not caught up with WWE or TNA. I don't even know what's going on in TNA right now. WWE... I saw the Elimination Chamber, but I haven't watched, like, Raw in forever.
The buzz this week has all been about the WWE Network. Just any thoughts on the WWE Network?
I have not had a good experience with it, but if someone has, then I would like to hear about that. I didn't buy it. My roommate did, but, yeah, I have not had a good experience, except I saw the I saw the history of pro wrestling. I thought that was cool, but that's about it.
And last question, where do you see yourself in 5 years from now?
WWE.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think we all like to see that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. WWE.
And then we'll be rooting for you, pulling for you. Hopefully, maybe you being down in Florida, you'll get a developmental deal and go through the NXT route. Maybe we'll see you on Raw or SmackDown in the very near future. But
I hope so.
In the meantime, we wish you the best of luck. And
thank you.
Before Saturday, you're going to take on Santana Garrett.
Yes.
And then, do you know any of your shows after that that's currently scheduled?
Defending the DWI Women's Champion in 2 weeks on the 9th of, yes, on the 9th.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Well.
Yep. You have to see a stage.
There you go. All right. Yeah. Well, we appreciate a chance to talk to you, and we wish you nothing but continued success in the wrestling business.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thank you for, doing this interview.